Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, Tax Administration Jamaica is advising that effective January 1, 2015, all employers will be required to electronically file their employer's annual return SO2 online via the tax portal jamaicatax.gov.jm. This means that all SO2 returns filed as of the new year are to be e-filed. If these returns are filed manually, they will not be accepted. This new requirement follows the initial phasing in of e-filing requirement for employers with 20 or more employees, which was introduced on March 1, 2014. Taxpayers may contact their client relationship manager or customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 to register for e-filing and or to arrange for assistance. This has been your tax tip in 60 seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Welcome to another edition of Get the Facts. This week we'll continue our series on essential documents for young adults. Obtaining a passport and national identification will be the highlight of today's program. Stay with us. You need a passport if you plan to travel abroad, as well as to show proof of one's identity and citizenship. How do you apply for a passport? Visit the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, collect an application form, and fill in the relevant information. Application forms are also available online at pica.gov.jm. The completed application form must be certified by a Justice of the Peace or other specified person and should be submitted to PICA along with the following documents.
Your birth certificate or adoption certificate. Two identical pictures. One that is certified by a Justice of the Peace, and the same person that certified the picture should be the same person that certified the form.
Director of Passport Services at Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, Amy Johnson Lynch. You'll be required to pay a processing fee dependent on the type of service required. The regular 7-day service is $4,500 for adults applying to the PICA head office in Kingston. However, the processing time increases to 14 working days for individuals applying in Montego Bay and Maypen, and 11 working days for Port Moore. The 3 working day service is $6,000, while the processing fee for the next day service is $7,000. The validity period for a passport is 5 years for a minor and 10 years for an adult. A passport may be renewed if it has expired, if there are no more pages for visas, or if the holder has changed his or her name.
However, there are circumstances where the passport is probably lost, stolen, not available for whatever reason, and you will need to come in to us. And at that point, we urge customers to come to our customer service unit. An interview will be done, and then we'll determine what course of action to take, depending on the circumstances presented.
Director of Passport Services at Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, Amy Johnson Lynch. For more information, visit PICA's website at pica.gov.jm or call 754-7422. Now to the national ID. Once you are a citizen of Jamaica, 18 years and older, you can apply for a national ID. To apply, visit the electoral office in your constituency and complete an application form. Take your birth certificate or passport and a utility bill or letter showing proof of address. The electoral office will send a representative to your address to confirm your place of residence. Once registered, your ID will be processed and issued within 6 months. The national ID can be used to vote, open a bank account, or send money through remittance services. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time when we continue our look on essential documents for young adults. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.